Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly sunny, warm and humid again, high around 87. Kenosha right now, 75 degrees, 69 in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 75. It is also 75 in Racine. Racine police are in the process of investigating an attempted homicide, a shooting incident that occurred early this morning around the 1200 block of Villa Street. Initial reports had a victim coming into the emergency room at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints with a chest injury. It appeared to be or somewhere near the shoulder area. A victim picked up by a couple of individuals were driving down the street and spotted this man walking down the street, limping a bit and holding his chest. This was around Villa Street again. They took him to the hospital. The hospital called the police department. Police investigating now around the 1200 block of Villa Street had most of that area between 12th Street and 13th Street closed off this morning, may still be at this very point as they continue to investigate this case. The victim reportedly taken up to Frederick Hospital because of the seriousness of that gunshot wound. Racine's Labor Fest crowd at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville, it dwindled after more than 2 hours of nothing other than picnicking, handshaking, a hint of music on the speaker system, and the almost hour delay in starting the political speeches and the awards portion because Kenosha's event began late. The award for Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity had went to school board member Julie McKenna and her husband Colin.
If it wasn't for labor support, I would not have had a chance of winning, and I sincerely mean that. I'm not from the management ranks, I'm not a CEO, I'm not from the business community, and with labor, you really lift up the people, and the power really belongs to the people, and that's why I always live by that.
Chosen Labor Person of the Year, Keith Kemper with Sheet Metal Workers Local 18. The Retired Labor Person of the Year Award to Jeff Peterson from the Firefighters Union.
I have been and always will be very appreciative of the union. The union movement and the union members prior to me. I did numerous labor union guys prior to me that fought hard, went on strike, and got the benefits that I got. And I appreciate that. I know where it came from. I tried to pass it forward.
Each award winner also getting copies of legislative proclamations for their honor from Representatives Corey Mason, Peter Barca, and Senator Bob Wirch. While celebrating organized labor, some of the speakers at the Kenosha Labor Fest also reminded the crowd a big election is coming up in really just a few weeks. This year's Labor Person of the Year, Marv Motter, honored for his work with Kenosha Unified as a teacher, also with the Kenosha Education Association, and filling the void after the Kenosha Labor Paper folded, beginning a new publication called the Southeast Wisconsin Labor Times.
Together we can keep the voice of labor alive, but only together, because without you, we don't have a paper. Without you, we don't have subscribers. Without you, we don't have advertisers. So this paper is truly a community effort.
Kenosha's Mayor John Antaramian praising Motter as one of the people who stepped up to help when time is needed. 1920 marked the passage of the 19th Amendment that guaranteed women the right to vote. And all these decades later, there is still a long way to go for women's equality. This according to Jennifer Cole, who heads up the Wisconsin Women's Network.
The U.S. is still one of two developed nations to not offer or require paid family and medical leave. So that is a huge hurdle for a lot of women in the workforce, in leadership positions, and just in general, to be able to have time to take care of your family.
According to Cole, progress has been made in some areas for women, looking back only just a few years to show that a lot has changed in the workplace, but still a lot of work to do about pay equality, pointing out that women make about 77 cents for every dollar men are paid. That was an issue raised more than once at Labor Fest celebrations around Southeast Wisconsin. Just a reminder, nominations are still being accepted for the Wisconsin Job Honor Awards. They celebrate Wisconsinites who've overcome significant barriers to employment, while also recognizing that the employers who hire them. Previous honorees have overcome physical and mental disabilities, criminal convictions, limited English proficiency, and long-term unemployment in their struggle for employment. It's hosted by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce for their Future Wisconsin Economic Summit in Madison. Second annual Job Honors Awards going to be presented December 15th, Madison's Monona Terrace. The nominations can be made online, www.jobhonor.org, but they have to be submitted by September the 23rd. Election year politics going to be ruling the calendar as Congress comes back from a 7-week recess today. Scott Carr reports on what might come up. or not.
Federal lawmakers have given themselves a little more than 4 weeks before they're scheduled to leave town again to head home for election year campaigning. But there's unfinished business on the docket, including a budget agreement to keep the government operating beyond October 1st, approving funds to combat the mosquito-borne Zika virus, and the passage of a defense spending bill. Other items likely to come up, but facing long odds, include gun safety legislation and the nomination of Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. Scott Carr, Washington.
Another disagreement about signage at Regency Mall getting some attention at the Racine City Plan Commission meeting recently regarding the new Planet Fitness over colors, trademarks, backer panels, and letter height, but also a secondary concern about a direct entrance door from the parking lot for that proposed 24/7 operation. Mayor John Dickert noting obvious disagreement with staff on the standards, which are still not revised for the mall at this point, said the best thing for everybody to do is just keep talking about it.
So rather than put you in any kind of a bind by rejecting this, I think the best thing to do, because that sets you back in time, I think it would be best if we can defer to this, to you guys and our guys can get an agreement worked out on what we can do here. Because if we deny, then you got to start all over again. And I don't think you want that.
The mayor voicing great concern that the business proposal was being denied a facade access door by the mall from the parking lot due to agreements with other tenants. Mayor Dicker telling the Planet Fitness folks to keep talking with the staff on the sign differences and have the mall get in contact with him. A representative had been at the meeting for a time but then left prior to the issue coming up on the agenda. Tonight's Racine Common Council hearing, a meeting that is, will start with a couple of public hearings on proposed zoning changes. First involves 1325 14th Street, Danielle Berwald's request to allow a photography studio on the first floor and residential above it in what used to be a DPW Wigley-owned building, according to Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski.
This is consistent with a lot of activity that's been going on in the uptown area, and this would be another nice complement to it. The facade upgrade up on the top of the photo there at 1248 Washington, and then we had the restaurant that was put in at 1526 Washington and a facade upgrade there. Some of the buildings that the city owns, facade upgrades that were done by Racine Optical. So it's consistent with the continued upgrading of the area and the potential for the Clark Street residential project.
The other rezoning hearing is about a building at 2501 Douglas and allowing a tattoo business through a permitted use, in this case, a coffee shop. Unlike the public comment portion of the council meeting, which follows that as the public hearings, anybody who wants to speak on these two particular issues does not have to sign up for them. As of today, a busy stretch of Highway 38 in Caledonia is being targeted with a state DOT contract to improve safety. Centerline and shoulder rumble strips are to be installed along 8 miles of that roadway from Highway K to the Racine-Milwaukee County line. Identified in the top 5% of the crash locations in the state, shows a pattern of vehicles leaving the roadway or crossing the center line along non-intersection segments. The rumble strips are going to be milled into the pavement, or in some locations, a narrow strip of new asphalt will be created along the center line. It's a $320,000 project, 90% federal, and the rest is being covered by the state. Calendar may say September, but in western Kenosha County, the 6th annual Oktoberfest going to be coming up in the nearest future, Old Settlers Park in the Paddock Lake area. This year's Oktoberfest, well, it's going to feature all kinds of interesting things. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
This year's Oktoberfest will feature a fun run, authentic German food and beverages, dancing, the Edelweiss Kids Dance, a classic car show, kids games, the Dachshund Dash, raffle prizes, and a fireworks finale. The County Executive 5K Plus Fun Run will start the festivities at 10 a.m., and the day will wrap up with the fireworks at 8 p.m. Admission is free. In addition, the Western Transit Bus will provide pickup and drop-off service from any location west of I-94 in Kenosha County. The fee is $2 per trip. Reservations must be made by Friday by calling 888-203-3498. The service will be available from 1:30 until 8:30 Saturday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Again, that's the Oktoberfest in western Kenosha County this coming Saturday at Old Settlers Park in Paddock Lake. And there's a new report out that shows 2/3 of people prefer to do their banking from their phone or their tablet. That means less and less people actually walking into a bank.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances.
That is Michelle Moore, head of digital transactions at Bank of America, says user convenience is and always has been a huge priority for them. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.